Hey, listeners, welcome back
What
to
is up,
Because the
guys?
Babe podcast. It's a bit of a weird Freaky Friday, Friday the
Yeah, it's
13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah.
So, as of this morning, the Premier League has suspended indefinitely due to coronavirus outbreak. UEFA has done the same with the Champions League
Oh, have
and
they
the
talked about
Europa League.
Euros yet?
The rumor, I don't actually know if it's official, is that they were going to suspend the Euros until next summer, so
Okay,
2021.
good. That would be really good.
Yeah, I think
Like,
I'm kind of
it's
surprised
too
it
much
took,
pressure.
it took the Premier League this long to actually do it.
Yeah. Also, that's kind of good for us because thinking about Rashford, like, I know he's going to be pushing to go to the Euros, and I want him to be as healthy as possible, and I want him for 10 years, so
Right.
it might be ideal, you
Yeah,
know?
and I mean, obviously, this is not an ideal situation for anything else,
No. I'm talking about
yeah.
in the scenario, like
Yes,
it's
in the
the most
context of
ideal
Marcus
thing.
Rashford's injury, yeah, he'll definitely get the time that
Sorry,
he's
that
due
was kind
coming.
of selfish of me. Sorry.
And also, Liverpool can't win the league yet.
Dude, I'm not gonna make a joke,
Yeah.
but if they're gonna, that would be some wild.
I mean,
It's just
they're.
wild, man. Like, I just want to say before we, I don't want to talk too much about coronavirus because I know it's just like, it's everywhere. I just wanted to tell
Yeah.
everybody just like wash your hands, stay healthy. Like that's the best thing you can do for yourself. People that are in middle age are usually fine, but especially if you're of the younger variation, like if you've got kids or have parents, just make sure that they're like eating right, they're drinking a lot of water, staying hydrated, like all of that stuff really
Yeah.
does. And it makes your whole like immune system just so much stronger, and we don't want any of our listeners or any of their families to get hurt in any kind of way. So we just want everybody to take care of themselves. It's really important.
Yeah, don't take any unnecessary risks. I know just this past week, I mean, the two of us were talking about how fast everything has developed, especially in the United States, which, maybe we should have
Like
been
literally
taking
last time we
precautions
record,
earlier.
it was last time we recorded, it was like known, and now it's like
Yeah, like we
big,
live in
you
semi-rural areas and it's here now. So it's yeah. So yeah, just take care, don't take any unnecessary risks and look out for each other. Just, be decent.
Also, if you need toilet paper, like go get it now, 'cause like apparently everywhere in the US,
Don't
like
contribute to the toilet paper rush, man.
no, buy it all. All right. So, anyways, we're gonna get right into the derby.
Yep,
I think that's
Manchester
all I had to
United.
say about stuff.
If that is our last game in front of fans for this season, I mean, what a game.
Yeah.
That place was rocking. I could, obviously I wasn't there. I saw it through my television set, but it was loud and it seemed like one of the best atmospheres, not just through the television, but on Twitter, seeing other people who went to the game. One of the best atmospheres that Old Trafford's seen in quite some time.
Oh yeah. I already said this to you. I don't know if anybody else knows this, but Pep or Bruno shushing Pep has got to be the best thing since Ander Herrera spat on the city badge.
Yeah, he said something about that. I didn't actually watch the video clip of his interview, but he said something about Guardiola was saying something to him, and he just decided to do that. And
Okay, so
obviously, the attention's going to be on the player
yeah.
in that moment, but
Oh yeah.
that's such a great reaction. And he's bought into the culture of this club already.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it
Well, he
helps that
knows
he
how
has a
big this
fan.
club is. Like he's buddies with Cristiano, so. Oh, by the way, official date. It is about a month, but April 3rd is when they're suspending fixtures until April 3rd. Just so
Okay.
everybody has a date, and I'll leave it at
Yeah.
that. But yeah, Bruno, he was, you know what? It's great because last couple games, like, it seems like for the first couple games, he has like kind of a little bit of a slower game, but he's still able to impact. Like, Fred is a monster. It's so weird because we're just like our midfield, and now it's like, what? Who do we play? Like, I heard the statement from somebody the other day that Fred, Pogba, and Bruno would be the best midfield in the Premier League. And once I had that in my head, I can't really put anybody, not individually, but as a group.
As a unit.
We haven't seen them play yet, but as a group, those guys are going to be nasty, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Fred's
those
really,
guys are going to be nasty.
Fred's really bought into this deep role, and you saw in the City game especially that, I mean, Nemanja Matic played out of his mind as well. I think that's worth mentioning because we talked a lot of shit about him.
I'm glad that he's gotten a rest, because with his age, if we're going to keep him, and if he can keep this up, I wouldn't mind keeping him, which is weird coming out of my mouth, but I wouldn't mind keeping him as long as he can get rest, because older player, once he gets injured, he's going to be out for so long.
Yeah.
He's going to have so much recovery time just because he's a little bit older. But besides that, I mean, we've got McTominay. How about that goal, dude? Oh my word, dude. Dude, that was just to top it all off, man.
Yeah, it was great too, because, I mean, for the first half, I think, or I would say at least, Manchester United were very clearly the better team in the first half. We soaked up pressure for 10 minutes, and then for the next 25 or 30 minutes, we just absolutely battered City. Is like we were creating the most chances. We were possessing the ball really well, which is not something we usually do against bigger teams. And we probably
that's because we
had
this counterattacking strategy. Like,
yeah,
every time we play against big teams, it's a counterattacking strategy, and it usually works. Any team that tries to play football, we just hit them on the break. And if we can get wins, that's cool, but is that the ideal football that I want to see? Not exactly.
Well,
so I mean,
if it's the way that we played in that first half, because, I think our very first chance of the game was maybe 8 minutes in. Bruno picked the ball up and immediately hit Daniel James in stride. James' finish was probably lacking. It went straight at Ederson, but if we were creating those chances regularly throughout the game.
Yeah, there was at least two or three where Daniel James should have passed it in the middle. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that's where the inexperience comes in.
I mean, there was one where he definitely should have scored.
But I know one off the top of my head where Bruno was wide open. It might have been two. I might have missed it. But there was a couple where if he just passes it back to the middle, it's easily a goal.
Yeah.
But that comes down to his lack of experience, I think. But that's also on the coaches, you know? He's going to learn, but yeah.
I was on a train of thought. I'm trying to get back on it.
I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead, Colin.
Right.
My bad.
The McTominay goal. That's what brought this up.
First half,
I'd say we were the much better team. We created really good chances. The free kick goal was beautiful. Martial, first time finish. I know people are kind of putting that at the fault of that on Ederson for getting beat at the near post, but he didn't really have a whole lot of time to react to it. And, you know, that's probably
it also seemed
more
like he
on
just
the defenders
wasn't in
at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
didn't seem like he was in it.
He was definitely not in it later.
Yeah.
Because that goal came at such a great time, too, because, I mean, the 2-0 scoreline probably doesn't do City justice for their performance in the second half. They had a goal ruled out for offside, which, I mean, Aguero's, like, probably arm was offside, which is still offside, but, you know, very close margins. And then for about the last 20 minutes of the game, they just, you know, laid siege to our goal. David De Gea put in a really good performance. Our entire back line was great.
That's what I was going to say. Like, they didn't really have that much to do. Like, they really just, like, played their game. And it's not like any of the center backs really played, like, spectacularly. I knew you were going on Wan-Bissaka. That dude was a monster and is a monster. Yeah. Were you the one that sent me the meme that was like Raheem Sterling and he sees Wan-Bissaka and he's like, oh shit, not this again. Like, oh man.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it's been every time they've played this season. He just totally shuts him down. And
you would think that like eventually he'd get a card for something, but it's so clean.
Yeah.
Every time he goes in for a tackle and he goes in on a tackle, it's so clean. I would say, 99.9% of the time, he gets the ball. He just totally resets. It's just he's got to be one of the best right backs in Europe.
Yeah, and
definitely in the Premier League. But golly, this kid is on fire, dude.
Yeah. Obviously, there's still a little bit of work to do with his offensive game. But even that's been coming along. I mean, in this past 10-game unbeaten run, he's had a couple of assists. He's looked more comfortable on the ball.
It really just seems like he gets better every game, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of everything with Bruno and Rash having like lots of goals and then getting hurt, even if Martial has a really good season, for me, I don't think there's any other player that's player of the year other than Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Like,
yeah, I think
he's
Rashford
just been
gotten hurt,
so,
it would be him, but
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But he's been stupidly consistent, and for a team that's like lacking that, it's good that we always have him to just count on. It's amazing. Like the kid is a machine. Like, it's just unbelievable. It really is to me.
When we defend that well, despite conceding a number of chances, and I think, you know, Lindelof and Maguire deserve a lot of credit for this as well. Luke Shaw also played well. The, you know, that
it was by
those
though,
sort
right?
of chances of, the, you know, the luck to just double your lead the way that we did with Scott McTominay, that's what comes along if we defend that well. And that's what this United team has really been lacking the last couple of years.
Yes.
Is that sort of strength as a unit. And I think, you know, going into next season, if this entire unit stays healthy and keeps playing together, I mean, they're going to be a hell of a defense.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that the depth thing goes along all along the board, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if we can, because I mean, Eric Bailly, I've never wanted to sell Eric Bailly. I never understood why people did. Like, we still need backup center backs, and he's a really
and
good.
He's been great since he came back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really. He's kind of, I don't want to say reckless with his body, but he like sacrifices his body for the team, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that, but I also just want him to stay healthy, because not even just for the footballing standpoint, but when you throw your body in there every single time, I mean, that shit wears on you, you know? And we need
him. Thoughts of Phil Jones flash through your head.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah. So, I mean, we've got a team with depth now. And did you see Igalo's goal yesterday?
Yes.
What, like Igalo, I wouldn't mind. I don't know how buying him, like, from the loan would work. I hear his wages are really high. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be important.
I think that he would accept, he's obviously already accepted a lesser role at United, but
to
be
a
permanent
fan.
United player, I think he might accept, you know, lower wages than what Shanghai was paying him.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he would care. He gets to play for Manchester United, and he was a... You know, it's weird. Like, none of these pictures show up until they sign for the club, and of course they're wearing a United shirt. But he loves this club, you know? Mm-hmm.
Remember back in when he was at Watford in 2015-16, somebody asked, because he was having a decent season for them, and he'd scored maybe 15 goals, and they asked him, you know, if he wanted to move up to a bigger club, where would he play? And he said Manchester United, because, you know, he's always been a fan since he was a little kid.
Sorry, I was drinking some water. I think it's great to have him come in here and be able to produce. And
his first touch on that goal that led to the McTominay goal, that first touch and then the layoff to Fred. I mean, there's clearly a player there, whether or not he scores at the same rate in the Premier League as he is currently scoring in the Europa League is a different, you know, issue. But, you know, having a backup striker who's willing to be a backup striker is huge for a team with aspirations that Manchester United have.
For sure. And, you know, it's weird. Like, we're talking all about the City game, but I mean, and I know Lask is like one of the, like, they almost went out of business just because of money, you know? But, sorry, I just fell off the tracks real quick. No, but I mean, we smashed them. We're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me the feeling again that these teams, we are Manchester United. We need to put the fear back in people. That's, I mean, I can't even, it's not a stat, but when Alex Ferguson was coach, people were scared of us, and I can't even tell you how many games like that won us because people were scared to go at us.
Or because they knew that even if they were ahead, we were capable of getting back.
We're
going to
score 7 goals at stoppage time, so it'll be fine, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, the game against LASK was a good showing because it was a semi-rotated squad. Which, I mean, Ollie has been very aware of how crowded our schedule is. I mean, that was the
Right.
fourth Thursday in a row that we've played.
Right.
And, you know, obviously with football suspended, that's not going to be the case for a while.
Right.
But that we're in this run of form with confidence that even when he rotates the squad, we can score five goals. You know, that's the level of play that I think Ole gets about Manchester United, that
For sure. For sure.
that's part of the culture that he understands, is that, you know, people need to fear us regardless of who is on the pitch for us at the time.
And I was just thinking of this, but I'm not going to totally stray off the path. I'm going to try. So when the Spurs game, when we actually do play this game, we could potentially have Rashford and Pogba back in the lineup. So Jose's probably like, shit. Like,
The
what are we
two
going
players
to do,
who want
man?
revenge more than anything.
Right.
The two players
It's
he misused, or actually Martial too, so
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like
yeah.
they've got a lot to prove. I again think that
Although I think Harry Kane could also possibly be back by the end of this.
I don't give a shit about that. Like okay, that I get that Harry Kane's a great player, but the with the way our back five is playing,
Oh yeah, Maguire's gonna bully
you
him.
know, like yeah, like and Maguire knows this guy, you know, like
Yeah.
he knows him really well. So I mean, which Kane knows him well, obviously, but I mean, sorry, I'm just like flabbergasted. I just had this thought, and it was just like blew me away. It was like we're actually gonna see all of our full team hopefully play. Because I mean, I think Pogba was supposed to be back this weekend anyways.
Yeah, he was supposed to
Just
start
the room.
training next week. I made the joke that he's been self-isolating for a while now. But that kind of return to this midfield at this time when we're in such good form, it seems like a huge boost. And also, I think it's worth mentioning, this is something that was there's a topic that we decided to talk about. Rumors this past week of Paul Pogba actually wanting to maybe extend his contract at Manchester United, after seeing, you know, the improvement and the willingness to spend money in bringing in Bruno Fernandes.
And you know what? And this feels so justifying for me because after all this time, I've been telling, we've been talking about it. It's just like, you guys got to give Ole a chance. Now, granted, like, is he a tactical mastermind? No, but is he able to implement the plan that he wants for United? Probably not. Because his last interview, I don't know if it was for LASK or if it was for the City game, but he was talking about how we want to play fast, free-flowing, attacking football. Like, that's what matters. And even though we're not doing that right now, Ole had to deal with a number of injuries. And I feel like there's a lot of people just discredit the fact a new coach, a young coach, that's got to deal with all of these injuries and he's not able to really put his plan into place. But I mean, like, for example, like, if we keep Pogba, I don't think we need a like another midfielder if we can get Jadon Sancho. Like that's got to be the highest priority. Like he's English, his pedigree, like coming back, like Ed Woodward's got to also look at that as a huge marketing strategy just to sell shirts. You know, and it'll
Someone who
work.
can wear the number 7 too.
Yeah, and it'll work. I
Yeah.
mean, hopefully the number 7 shirt doesn't curse him because it's either a blessing or a curse, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that'll be the issue, but one of the things is, to be honest with Jadon Sancho, is if we can get like Alexis Sanchez sold off. Is if we can get like, I think we've got teams looking at Chris Smalling. Like,
Yeah, I'm sure
people
that
don't talk
Roma,
about
yeah.
how much of a rebuild has already taken place. Like, Fred has come out of nowhere. I'm not taking anything away from Fred, but also, like, that can't be just Fred doing that. Like, the coaching staff have also been talking this guy up. He's got confidence now, you know? Like, I mean, it's great because we've got depth. We've gotten so many Deadwood players out of the club. Like, I honestly was so surprised and I didn't believe it when Ashley Young was leaving.
Yeah.
And I like Ashley Young as a dude, but as a player, I think he knew it was time to move on. And we've had several players do that when they know they're not up for it. You know, like Patrice Evra, when he knew that he couldn't play to the best of his ability anymore, he left.
Well, he was also kind of pushed out by David Moyes.
I mean, yeah, but I heard actually, and I just heard this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard he was gonna leave the last time. Sorry, losing my train of thought. That in Alex Ferguson's last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. He was supposed to leave, and I guess I heard that Moyes tried to get him to stay, and I guess he just didn't like that. But I don't know. But
that's what happened with Wayne Rooney. Rooney wanted to leave the summer after Sir Alex Ferguson retired, and Moyes convinced him to stay.
Yeah. Well, I imagine that's...
Because, I mean, they were horrible at recruiting. That was the first summer that they had Ed Woodward, and he and David Moyes were not very good at getting targets to come in.
Yeah, but anyways, he took himself out. Like, we have had a good rebuild. Like,
it's just still in the process.
Yeah, it's still in the process, and people don't think, and people are impatient because we want United to do really well, and I get that, but these things take time. And I mean,
but also, I mean,
so much of it has been done right.
I mean, Paulie, one of our writers, and he's really into advanced stats for the Busby Babe, he made this point on Twitter the other day that, you know, a lot of people's complaint about Manchester United is that they want to see them challenging for trophies again. We've gotten to the semi-final of the Carling Cup this year. Or not the Carling Cup, the Carabao Cup. They changed the name a lot.
Yeah.
And we're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. And barring a total disaster in the second leg against LASK, we're in the quarterfinals of the Europa League. You know, that's two trophies that we could still potentially win.
We could play our under-23s and beat LASK, dude. Like, I don't want to put anything against LASK, but I mean, our under-23s are also really good. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So
if the season actually does get to finish, you know, we're still in the running for two trophies. And I think the teams that we're up against for the rest of the season in the FA Cup, or that we would have to face if we get past Norwich City, is probably either Man City, Chelsea, or Arsenal. And we've beaten... Oh, we haven't beaten Arsenal this season, actually, so I take that back.
But that's weird. Because they're not in the top six. If they were in the top six, we would have beaten
them. Right. If we weren't on the verge of being in the top four when we played Arsenal, we would have beat them.
Oh, yeah. It was just like, oh, they don't mean anything. They're like Watford, so we'll just lose to them.
Yeah. But
steal from the rich and give to the needy, the Robin Hoods of the Premier League, which is Manchester United.
But, yeah, I mean...
Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
These are achievable objectives right now with this limited squad, with the problems that we currently have. So I think that Ollie does deserve more credit than he's been given by the Ollie Out crowd just for that.
Well, it's just because of all of the bullshit we've gone through since Sir Alex left, right? Like, we just want stability, and people are really just, like, scared, and they won't admit it. But, like, and I've said this from the beginning – getting Ole out in the middle of the season is not going to do anything for us. All it's going to do is turn us into Chelsea, where we fire a manager every year. And let me ask the Manchester United fans, do you guys want to be like Chelsea? I sure as fuck don't. I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be a sellout club that doesn't have a soul, that literally – sorry, I'm really ragging on Chelsea right now. But, I mean, it goes – with a lot of the Premier League, because they fire their managers like so often. I don't want to do that.
We're seeing the consequences of Chelsea now, because, you know, at the beginning of this decade, it was us and Chelsea and, you know, City on the come up, but it was us and Chelsea winning the Premier League every year. And, you know, they had this team built off of their transfers when Mourinho first got there, you know, Drogba, and then before that they got Lampard in there.
God, that team was nasty, dude.
Michael Essien. Eventually, they had Eden Hazard. You know, they had John Terry for a really long time. Petr Cech. Eventually, Thibaut Courtois. And then, you know, those buying practices didn't really continue. They stopped buying players that stayed there the long term. And when that team got old and ended up retiring or leaving, I mean, what do they have now? I mean, N'Golo Kanté is probably their only player right now that I would say is world class.
Hmm. Yeah. I think so. I think Pulisic would probably be the next closest.
No, he's still got a long way to go.
I think he's good. I just think that, like, I don't know. I think he's really good. I think he, depending on how
we're
they
also
play
a bit
him,
biased.
they yeah, yeah, exactly. They've moved him around a bunch too, from what I understand.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I think Mason Mount is a good up and coming player. Tammy Abraham's obviously a talented striker. Jorginho's come good after having an iffy season last year, but they're just not. I mean, they're kind of in the same situation as us. You know, they're limited on the amount of good transfers that they've had in the past few, you know, 5 to 7 years.
Yeah. And my thoughts, while we're talking about Chelsea, I'm just going to say this really quick. My thoughts go out with Callum Hudson-Odoi. I hope he gets better.
Right.
Because he's got coronavirus. He should be fine. He's in the, like, safe area. Like, he's a healthy young man, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that are bigger than football, you know. So,
yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, back to the cups. We do have a chance to beat these teams. I think we can, if we can stay healthy, especially if I know the Premier League is it British football in general has been canceled, or is it like just the Premier League? Cause I'm pretty sure. I don't know if FA Cup and like the league will keep going on.
All football is suspended for the time
being.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't 100% yet. Cause everything's happening so fast, but.
Actually, I just got a notification. Apparently the FA chairman, does not think currently that the domestic football season will be completed. And a couple teams have called for it to be, you know, suspended permanently for the current season.
And, you know, I don't want to agree, but I kind of agree because, well, fuck Liverpool. But, no, but anyways.
But yeah, I mean, like you said, these are the moments where we have to realize that things are bigger than football.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, as hard for us to admit that, because I mean, footballers are like, is our lives. Like, that's, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like other sports. You know, I have a job.
But those are suspended now too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, also this might be the first year we don't see a draft pick hold up a jersey, dude. I was talking to my GM about that. That is insane to think about.
I don't like the Bengals. It's fine.
Sorry, a little bit of American football on the side, but
very not happy that they're going to be the ones that get Joe Burrow. Anyway,
yeah, but they're not going to do anything with him.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like they're just the Bengals. Like, he'll stay there for 2 or 3 years, and that'll be a backup quarterback somewhere, unless someone wants to pay him big money. Sorry. Anyways, going back to everything.
Yeah, I mean,
we have a chance to do a lot of things this season, to win several trophies. If I'm going to be honest, I really care about just however we get Champions League. I don't care what it takes. I don't care if it's winning the Europa League. I don't care if it's getting top four. I really don't like that I'm saying this, but like, if we get top five, like, I want top four. So that way, like, there's no doubt about it. We're in Champions League, but I mean, we'll take that fifth spot. We'll go to Champions League. I don't care. Like, you know, that doesn't really bother me, but as long as we can get it, that's what I care about. A trophy would be great.
Yeah.
But I mean, also I think that top four is definitely reachable, especially with basically a month break. Getting Pogba back, getting Rash back, you know, that'll give Martial a break, which I've been kind of worried about because he's playing almost every game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that stuff wears on you. And we've been playing so many games. We've been playing a lot of games. So I'm just glad that we've been able to keep the guys that we've had, especially going from a Thursday game to a Sunday game. That's what made that City game. That Derby felt so good was that they had a whole nother day to recover, I think, and we still beat them. So it felt really good. But
yeah.
But yeah, I think we have the chance to win anything in front of us, especially with how hot we are right now.
Yeah.
Sky is the limit, depending on if the season comes back.
Yeah, well, I don't actually have a Fergie time question because the future's so uncertain whether we'll actually play again this season or not.
But we are going to try to, like, brainstorm some ideas and keep everybody involved in the Busby Babe. Obviously, people will still be releasing articles.
Yeah, we've got one coming out. It has cute pictures of our pets and giving their hot takes on Manchester United. So,
oh, yours with Ike is the best. Now, nobody knows Ike like I do, but it's perfect.
Yeah, he's a bit of a son of a bitch, but he's also a sweetheart. It's weird.
Yeah, he's
so basically he's a cat.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, no, but you had to use a Roy Keane quote because he just loves to mess with groundhogs or whatever it is you guys got in your yard. Moles.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Anyway.
Ike and Truman locked that shit down. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. we're gonna get some content out. We're gonna figure out things to talk about on this podcast. I'm actually interested to see what ESPN's gonna talk about for the next few weeks now that literally everything is shut down. But
oh, that's crazy, dude. Like, it's weird because, like, and I'm not an investor, but like stocks from everything is gonna go nuts. Like, because what are you gonna do with ESPN? ESPN has like no point, dude. They might even cancel the Masters, dude.
Oh, it was confirmed today that it's gonna shut down or gonna
really, and that's insane. You know how much money the Masters brings in?
I don't really care about golf.
Well, I don't care about golf, but
being
in the service industry, living an hour out, people come to Columbia and then drive to the Masters. So
that's
crazy. Like, you know. Anyways, but. It's affecting a lot of people. We want everybody to be safe. Please be safe. Please stay tuned to the Busby Babe. This is what's great about having a community is that we can all talk about these things, you know? So, make sure to interact with all of us on social medias.
Yeah. And I mean, that I think more than anything has kind of helped me stay sane through all this, just kind of processing all these developments and, you know, the new restrictions and everything shutting down. So, stay safe out there, be decent to each other, and, party on.
Party on, girl.
All right, we'll see you guys.
We'll catch you guys next time.